From sidelines to the locker room.
This is unlike anything else that's ever happened in franchise history. Now, I know what I'm saying when I say that.
And everything in between.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? We got a rule in the team meeting. You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside.
No one covers the team like Jason Wilde.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, but I don't do enough politics.
It's time to get caught up on the green and gold on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Green and Gold Insiders is sponsored by Window Nation. We have our insider, Jason Wilde, in Green Bay. Wilde and Talsh on ESPN Milwaukee Radio from 9 to noon. He also has articles on channel3000.com. Wilde, when you hear your open and you hear Matt LaFleur yelling at you, because Telly was like, was LaFleur yelling at Telly?
Yeah.
Are you annoyed by that open? What do you think about it?
Not at all, because I'm so happy that LaFleur didn't hold his laughter for another second or two, because he did a really good job of selling it. The story goes that he was frustrated with, he wanted to start that day early, and the PR director made him wait, and he said, all right, if anybody comes in late, I'm going to light him up. And of course, that was a day where, like, one of my other radio hits had run long, so I come in, and He lets me have it, but first of all, because it's me, and second of all, we got a great relationship, but he wasn't going to do that for real to anybody. But he held the smirk, like he had that stern, like, you're in trouble, Buster, look on his face, and then he lost it, like, right when because I had sat down as he was delivering that, get your butt outside. If he'd have held that for another 3 seconds, I would have, like, started to stand up.
And oh, my gosh.
That is good.
Afterward, he texted me. He's like, I should have held it longer. I totally had you. Aww. And he totally did. He had me.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I am today years old when I've realized that is a true story.
Yeah,
wow.
I didn't know the whole story about that.
No, that is awesome, man.
So how about something that referees may not have seen? Parsons is saying that, and we could see it, he was held by the neck in one of the plays against the Bears this past Sunday. And also LaFleur was pretty upset about that as well. Do you think that that's just something that can happen? I know I interviewed a retired NFL ref, and he says there's going to be one or two things a game that we miss.
That's
or
true.
Was this
that's
something true. More they like miss, Matt LaFleur was upset
they
about?
They miss more. Yeah, Julian, they miss more than one or two, first of all. I mean, you know, especially on Sunday. I've never seen a worse replay angle for a challenge than the one where Jordan Love threw a pass to Luke Musgrave. And, like, the only angle they had, like, some guy's head on the sideline was in the way. It was horrible.
I saw that. Yes.
Wasn't that terrible?
Yeah, I thought they had another angle. That was just what they were showing us.
Right. No, that's all they had. Like, it's like the old days where – if your game was a bad game, you had fewer TV cameras than if it was like Monday Night Football or something. So there was a variance in whether or not they'd effectively be able to do replays, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna throw it back to Telly's NBA days with this, because I think while Micah Parsons is right to complain and Matt LaFleur is right to complain, I think the problem is that he doesn't sell it well enough. Like, he just keeps rushing because he's so proud. And look, let's be honest. He's gotten some sacks this year when he should have gotten a holding call in his favor, right? But he keeps going. He makes the sack. But if you look, I can't remember who it was. It was a guy from Oklahoma City a couple weeks ago where, like, somebody swings their arm for a rebound. His arm goes over this dude's head by, like, 2 feet. And the guy then flops to the floor like he's been punched in the face. And so I think Micah Parsons just needs to do a little better sell job. The best player at that the Packers have ever had was Za'Darius Smith. I mean, he was such a great actor. If only he could have acted interested when he wasn't getting paid as much money as he wanted to. If he'd acted more interested, we would have fallen for that. But you got to be able to sell it if you want to get the flag.
Yeah, Jason, you're so right, because I remember doing Shaq days where he would just get clobbered, but he was so big that he didn't react, And anybody else, that would be a flagrant foul, but they're not even calling it because it's Shaq. So you're absolutely right. Micah Parsons has to find a way to act a little better or just really like yell or flop or do something when he's being held. But hopefully that won't be the case in Denver. And speaking of that, Jason, you know, the Packers are back in first place after a big win, and their reward is going to take on a team that has won 10 straight games. I'm really interested to know, will the Packers do anything different this week because of the altitude? I know some teams will go out early to get used to it. Will the Packers do that, or will they treat it like a normal week?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go out early, but certainly it is something that they talk about a lot and is a focus. You know, we'll talk to LaFleur tomorrow. The rhythm of the week, Monday we talk more about what happened in the previous game, and then Wednesday is when we start to look ahead. And so I'm sure he'll get some altitude questions tomorrow. I would say this, you know, first of all, the Broncos are a really good team. Don't get me wrong. But it's hard to win 10 games in a row in the NFL. And some of their wins, you know, if it was the college football playoff, they wouldn't get a whole lot of credit for them. They're not high-quality wins, right? I mean, they've gotten to beat the Raiders twice. Like, they may be a little inflated in terms of their record, and this will be a great test for them. It feels like they're a little bit due for a clunker. They've got a really good defense, but I think Bo Nix, their starting quarterback, is kind of going through the same stuff that you saw Jordan Love go through in 23 and last season, where it really is a maturation process to become, you know, a very good quarterback. I would argue that right now Love is playing like a great quarterback, but it's a process, and I think Bo Nix is feeling that right about now.
He's our Green and Gold insider, Jason Wilde. Check him out, Wilde and Tausch, on ESPN Milwaukee from 9 to noon. He also has awesome articles at channel3000.com. Talk to you Friday, Jason.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
Thank you.